بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read this last hadith in this chapter that we should always be eager to do deen's work and not procrastinate, and always go ahead and do. So in that was the explanation that on the occasion of Khaybar, the battle of Khaybar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I will give the sword to somebody whom Allah loves and he loves Allah Ta'ala and Allah's Rasul. Everyone desired to be the person that will be the recipient of that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu particularly said, I never tried and present myself ahead, but on that occasion it was my desire also that this must come, this honor must come to me. So like that, for all work of deen, we should be eager. Like for example, we are traveling somewhere in a group, then to give azan, we should be eager to give azan. And if there is an alim, he shouldn't wait for others to go forward to make imamat. He should be also eager. Not that we are fit for it, but to get the reward of it. When in the saf we see there's a place in front, we shouldn't be pushing others in front, we should go in front. So all acts of good, we should try and be ahead of others. We shouldn't stay at the back. Just like we are doing, we go ahead, but for dunya's things. For any offer of dunya, then we don't stay back and we don't offer it to others. Then we are keen to go and take it for ourselves. But when it comes to the matters of deen, then because of our unmindfulness, we push others in front and we don't want to do. So for deen's sake, we must also go ahead and try and always be keen and eager and to be ahead of others in doing deen's work. Further explanation of the hadith, Khaybar was a large fortified city with orchard, situated 100 miles north of Medina Munawwara in the direction of Syria. And this was occupied by the Jews. And it was a very lush and very, very cultivated, very good place. The command not to be distracted could have had three possible meanings. Firstly, this came in the hadith that Hazrat Ali, he was given the sword and he went forward. And then as he went forward, another lesson that we learn, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is my mission? What should I be doing? And he did not turn back to ask. He did not turn around. He was just moving forward. So that also shows us in good work, we should not turn around and see to dunya's things. What is this? What is that? But we should move forward. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, go forward with the mission and do not be distracted in your mission. That is in presenting the kalima to them. So this here is explained. This could have had three possible meanings. Firstly, the literal meaning is that he was to focus straight ahead without looking to his left or right. That is, when we are doing work of deen, we must have our full focus on it, not accommodate all other things also. Usually, for deen's sake, then we accommodate and we allow every and anything else. And when it comes to dunya's work, we are exclusive for it. And we can see it clearly. A person is on his cell phone and he's completely unaware of his surroundings. Who is coming? Who's going? He's so much engaged in that cell phone, he doesn't look up also one bit. He's fully engaged in it. Like that in deen's work we must do. If we are reading Quran Sharif, then we are looking around. Anyone who's passing, we're making them salam also. And we even entering in a discussion with them. But when it's the cell phone, then we don't know who is around us. So like that, we must not be distracted in our deen's work. Namaz, we are so distracted. We are thinking about everything else and worried. We are planning our whole day's work in namaz. We are totally distracted from our namaz. So that should not be the case. Our focus should be properly. Secondly, it was in order to advance and hasten. That is, when doing good work, we should just be moving forward. That don't delay in doing the good work. That can be easily understood also. We want to go out in Jamaat, then don't delay. And don't look for excuses. Try and put away or put aside all the dunya things. And even if we are thinking of going 6 months later, try and bring it earlier. We must do good work. We must always be eager and keen to do it as quick as possible. Thirdly, he was told not to return until Allah Ta'ala granted the Muslims victory at his hand. That is, he should not be distracted, he should be engaged in his mission until Allah gives victory. And alhamdulillah, he accomplished that fully, and Allah gave great victory to the Muslims on that occasion. And they shall be answerable to Allah. This also came that Nabi alayhi salam said, go and make your effort. And if they accept Islam, then do not now pursue the matter further. They have accepted. Perhaps they just outwardly said they accepted Islam. Not in reality. Just to avoid the fighting and to avoid getting killed, they say we accept Islam. So that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the matter, they shall be answerable to Allah. We are responsible for the outward things of a person. The inside must be left to between them and Allah Ta'ala. Means that the laws of Islam are executed based on people's external behavior, while the intentions are left to Allah Ta'ala. But of course, many times the intentions become very clear. The actions of a person, like for example, a person goes to the church and he prays and he makes dua under the cross, then their intentions don't count there. That is, the inside matters are with Allah. When it is clear, then it is, the ruling will be given according to those outward actions of his. When a person clearly talks about kufriyat, and talks clearly of other things besides Islam, like promoting feminism, and we can now we there it isn't that the matter is with Allah. There the duty is that what the apparent situation is, what the actions are, what the words are, rulings will be given to that. But when other matters, like a person says, I'm a Muslim, now we don't have to go and open his heart to find out that he is a Muslim. We accept it on face value that he is a Muslim and his matter is with Allah Ta'ala. Those who are truthful will reap their reward in the year after, while those who are untruthful are worthy of punishment in the year after. And that punishment, that is, they were hypocrites. They said, we bring iman, but there was no iman in their heart. And that punishment will be very terrible in the akhirah, which the Quran Sharif says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And the explanation of that comes that they will be in coffins of iron. And that iron will have burned red hot, and they will not be able to even turn in there. Usually when a person is in pain, he will, for example, stomach pain, he'll hold his stomach, he'll bend down, he'll do something, he'll walk a bit to try and just to get out of the pain. But they will be in such punishment that they won't be able to move a little bit also. So to bluff somebody, and as a matter of deen, to show an outward way of deen, but inside is all kufriyat, and all the things of the enemies of Islam, that is very, very severe. And this is also shown out in a person's outward actions. For example, with regard to these munafiqeen, the Quran Sharif says that that they do not stand up for namaz illa kusala, but in a very lazy way. You'll see them just rushing through their namaz. Before they start, they already finish with their namaz. They don't make their namaz properly. That's a clear sign also of nifaq of a person. He's got no heart of his in his namaz. He's just rushing through his namaz. And in that particularly, our ladies must take a great lesson, because normally their namazes are very, very fast. They hardly start and they are already finished with their namaz. Namaz should be done in a proper way. A person who has got love of deen, he looks forward to namaz, makes it in its proper time, and then with due devotion he makes his namaz. We also must judge ourselves. When we are in the masjid, our namaz is different. When we are making what jamaat, our namaz is different. But if we make at home namaz, what kind of a namaz are we making there? If we are traveling and we make namaz, what kind of a namaz? And unfortunately, those who go for holidays and at the holiday places, what kind of namaz is made there? Just a rush type of namaz. Clothing also is not right. And in any way, anyhow, just to get through with the namaz, we make that namaz. So it shouldn't be. There should be devotion, and with proper passion, a person should make his namaz. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There's more commentary on this hadith and other valuable points also, which inshallah we will discuss. SubhanAllah.